Invite you to go ahead and close your eyes. And if that isn't comfortable for you, then just go ahead and bring your eye gaze down so you're not looking at anything specific. Just take a couple deep breaths in and out. And feel the support of whatever it is underneath you, be it a chair or the couch or a bed. And just know that you don't have to be anywhere or do anything except just be right here, right now. And see if you can just relax your body just one degree more. And in your mind's eye, I invite you to picture yourself as a little kid. Between the ages of 3 years old and 7 years old. Maybe there's a picture that you have in your mind. Maybe there's a specific scene. Maybe you picture yourself at home or at school or just by yourself, not being anywhere. And if you have a hard time visualizing yourself or visualizing in general, that's okay. It's a practice. And sometimes it's easier than others. So just give yourself some grace and continue listening. So just take another deep breath in and out. And now that you're picturing this little kid, I want you to really visualize them. Visualize what they might be wearing. Give them a little outfit. Visualize what their hair looks like, how tall they are. Maybe they're doing something. And can you tune in to the look that you see on their face? Now, when you see the look on their face, I want you to ask them, how are you? What are you feeling? And then wait and listen for the answer. And depending on their answer, you get to decide what to do next. If they are happy and they are feeling good, then join them in that. Join them in that feeling. Ask maybe if they want to play, or maybe just sit there and be by them. Children want adults in their presence. So just being next to them is enough. Now, if they are not feeling happy, if they are feeling sad, or they are feeling angry, or they're scared, that's okay. This is the part of ourselves that feels those strong emotions. Just like any other kid, emotions are really strong at this age. They might not trust you at first. They might be confused at who you are. And that's okay. Whatever is happening for you in this moment is okay. So go ahead and just take another deep breath in and out. So tuning in with this little kid, checking in on how they're feeling. So looking at this little kid who's full of emotion, what do you want to do to help them? You are the adult. You are the safe person, even if they don't quite know that yet. And you can also ask them, what would you like right now? Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's just to sit with them. Maybe they would like to play a game. Whatever it is, invite you to listen to what they want. If they want a hug, I encourage you to visualize scooping them up and wrapping your arms around them. And when you do that, wrap your own arms around yourself so you can really feel the hug that you are giving them. And then our job right now is to just be with this child. Whatever their emotions are, that's okay. Whatever they're wanting, that's okay. These visualizations are powerful because you are allowing you to feel whatever needs to be felt. And you are witnessing whatever emotions need to be witnessed. So go ahead and just take another deep breath in and out. If this little kid has something to say, let them say it. You can ask them. Ask them if they have anything to say. Sometimes little kids have a hard time with words. So they might shake their head or they might indicate something another way. And you, as the adult, get to be there with them. And now, as the adult, it is your turn to say something to them. So what do you think this little kid needs to hear? Do they need to hear that they're okay? Do they need to hear that they're not alone because you are there with them? This isn't a time to tell them, hey, it works out okay, don't worry about it, the future's gonna be different. No, because that's not gonna help them right now. So we want to tell them the truth. And the truth about them is that they are loved. They are special. They are unique. They are creative. They have a huge heart. They really care. They're smart. They're funny. And they're a cool kid. And breathe into that. Breathe into that and let it soak in. And it can help if you address them by their name, out loud. For me, my inner child is named after the nickname I had in my family growing up. That feels good to her, and it feels good to me. For you, it might be different. For you, it might be your name. It could be little one. It could be sunshine. Whatever it is, check in with them to see what they want their name to be. And then speak out loud to them, reminding them of the truth of who they are, not what other people told them, not what they believe about themselves, not how you view yourself back then, but the absolute reality of the situation. Truth is that they are a little kid. A precious little kid that is doing their absolute best in the environment that they're in right now. And they are learning and they are taking in all the information and they are doing their best as a little human. So I would encourage you to visit them often. Take them with you everywhere you go. Have them on your lap as you're driving your car, as you sing songs with them. Tuck them in when you go to bed at night, saying, good night, little one. Wake up in the morning, good morning, little one. Start treating them as if they are your own child. And see the relationship between the two of you start to blossom. So you are welcome to stay here as long as you'd like, or you can take a deep breath in and out. And wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. And come back into the room and open your eyes.